Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Bava Basra, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schas Esr Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Efrayim, Rezivu Kagon, Bikarav Mamish. And we'll be discussing two neighboring fields. And as we had said in the previous Mishnah, since it's not the norm to build a fence in between two fields, one person is not allowed to force the other to do so. But what about the following scenario? Hamakavis Chaver Mishleshu Chaysav. A person surrounds his friend on three sides. One guy has a field in the middle, and the other guy has a wraparound field that completely surrounds the first guys on three of the sides. So let's just call the inner guy Ruvain and the outer guy Shimon. And Shimon put up fences around all three of his fields. And Mechayv and Osai, we give Mechayv Ruvain to chip in for those fences because they're not covering his property completely. They're covering his property on three sides, but not on four sides, and therefore he doesn't have to chip in. However, according to Tanakama, let's say Ruvain gets up and puts up a fence on his fourth side, so now he's completely enclosed. Shimon put up three of them, Ruvain put up the fourth. That shows that he's happy with all three of the fences that Shimon put up, and he would have to help pay for the expenses. How much? So it's really not that much. It's only the amount that it would cost to put up the cheapest fences. So let's say Shimon was a feinschmecker and he paid for the most expensive fences, a total of $1,000. But really, he could have just paid $100 and gotten the most simple ones. Ruvain only has to pay for his share of $100 fences, not $1,000 fences. However, Rabbi Yossi says, Im Amad Vigodas Revias, if Ruvain stood up and put a fence on that fourth side, Megalgon Olves HaKoil, we roll everything onto him. We make him chip in exactly 50% of everything Shimon spent on the fences. Since he showed he's happy with the fences, he has to pay for all the expenses. Not just for a cheap one, but for whatever Shimon put in. And moving on to Mishnah Dalet, going back to what we were discussing Mishnah Aleph regarding a wall in a chatzer. Kaisel chatzer shenofel, we have a wall of a chatzer that fell down. It was already this existing wall, and now it fell down. Mechai v'noisa levnoisa at arba amas, we force both people to pay for it up until dalet amas. Let's say Ruvain says, I want to rebuild this wall, and Shimon says no. We can force Shimon to chip in for the expenses of rebuilding the wall, but that's only up until the height of four amas. Four amas is enough to prevent hezek re'iyah, so that's all he has to chip in for. And becheskas shenosan at shevi raya shaloi nosan. It's becheskas that Shimon paid until Reuven's able to bring a raya that he didn't pay. Let's say after the wall is built, Reuven goes to Shimon and says, okay, cough up the money, you owe me for half the wall. And Shimon says, I already paid you. We trust Shimon, because since he has a chiv to pay, we assume that he did pay. It's incumbent on Reuven to bring a raya that Shimon didn't pay. However, says the Mishnah, me arba amas ulamala in mechayv noisai. Any height above four amas were not mechayv Shimon to pay for. And let's say Reuven decided he wanted this wall to be six amas, an extra two above four, so Reuven has to pay for the whole thing and Shimon doesn't have to chip in. However, let's say Shimon built another wall, six amas tall, right next to the one that Ruvain built. That shows that he's clearly happy with Ruvain's six amas wall. Even though he didn't put on a roof yet, obviously the reason why Shimon built a six amas wall next to the one that Ruvain built is because he wants to put a roof on top, and now he's going to have a little shed in his property. And so even though he didn't put the roof on, nonetheless, we make him pay for everything, which means we make him pay equally for the extra two amas that Ruvain built in this dividing wall in the middle of the chatzer. And in this case, becheskas shaloi nosan at shiavi raya shenosan. It's becheskas that Shimon did not pay for it until he brings the raya that he did. If Ruvain goes over to Shimon and says, look, now that you built the six amas wall on your property, you owe me for the extra two amas that I built in this dividing wall, and Shimon claims, no, I already paid you, we do not trust Shimon, because since this wasn't something he was originally chayv for, this is a brand new chiyuv, we assume he did not pay until he could prove otherwise. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Vav, continuing to discuss what partners in a chatzer are chayv to chip in for and whatnot. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.